Our guest at the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Associate Professor of Counseling, Dr. Lavelle Hendricks. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. John Mark Dempsey. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. And Lavelle's always involved in a lot of different things. And so let's talk about one thing that is happening right now. Then we'll look ahead more toward the latter part of the summer. But you're working with Dr. Mark Rudin, our president, on a program having to do with promoting civility.
That is correct. It's part of our diversity, equity, and inclusion committee that the president appointed. We are looking at ways of improving civility among our students and, of course, employee and employee as well. Dr. Thomas Newsom is involved as well, and it's a committee about nine of us. So we're putting together some things. We're putting together some training for university employees. Travis Ball, working with him. Alicia Curran, vice president for business administration, working with her folks as well. And faculty senate is involved in it.
We haven't, that I'm aware of, and of course, I'm sure there's a lot of things I'm not aware of, but I haven't seen a tremendous amount of a lack of civility, but we sure do see it around the country. It's coming across on Facebook and Twitter and cable TV 24/7. So yeah, there's every reason to think that if we haven't had problems with it, that we could.
Well, I think for the most part, it's just a sign of the time and with society that for the most part, we would rather air out our differences via social media rather than sitting down perhaps face-to-face with someone or bringing a mediator to try to resolve the differences. But I applaud what the president, Dr. Rudin, is doing here at the university to make sure that Texas A&M University Commerce is the premier university in addressing any issues of discourse.
How do you train people in civility?
I think for the most part, John Mark, it simply starts with knowing individuals, speaking to one another, sitting down, listening to individuals, getting our students into groups, talking with one another. Again, I applaud Dr. Thomas Newsom, our Dean of Students, for working in that aspect. Dr. Ed Romero over in HR being involved with it. Dr. Gil Neiser, our faculty ombudsman, just bringing people together to share thoughts and ideas. But more importantly, giving individuals a platform to hear their issues and or concerns, and being taking the necessary steps to resolve the differences.
Mm-hmm. You bring some Dale Carnegie folks in for this?
Bringing Dale Carnegie folks in to do some training, not only for the task force that the president has put in place, but also the university employees. So the whole focus is we're trying to be proactive here at A&M Commerce rather than being reactive.
Mm-hmm. Of course, Dale Carnegie, famous for how to win friends and influence people. So
yes,
that fits in with civility.
Fits in quite well. I'm looking forward to all the training that we'll be doing here at the university.
And then when the fall comes, then you'll have some programs for students.
Yeah, students. Dr. Thomas Newsom is working on some programs with our students. One of the things the task force is going to be doing, because we want to have visibility here on campus, when the students move in on campus in a couple of weeks, the task force will be out there introducing ourselves to students, getting to know the students, letting the students know who we are as well. So it promises to be something positive here on campus.
Is that something that faculty will also receive some direction in?
Faculty, staff, university employees, administration as well, all will be involved in the process.
Okay, good. We're talking with Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce. Now, another program that you're getting ready for, and you've done this kind of thing in the past, but you're organizing a program to promote good relations between kids in commerce and the commerce police.
That is correct. It's called the Trust, Respecting, Understanding. We want our young people, when they see a police officer, not to be fearful of speaking and engaging in an officer and vice versa. We want the officers here in town to want to know the students and the citizens here of Commerce. So that program is going to be on the 31st. It's a free event. We're going to have it at the park. We want everyone to come out and enjoy a wonderful time of eating hamburgers, hot dogs, and knowing those in law enforcement.
And we should say that's Saturday, August 31st.
That is correct.
Just at the very beginning of the school year.
That is correct. It's a great way to kick off the school year. We have the university students involved in it, and of course have the support of our superintendent, Charlie Alderman, with the Commerce Independent School District, having our kids involved with it as well, which will be a wonderful program.
This will be at the City Park?
City Park. That's our plan. Be at the City Park.
Central part of Commerce there, and so you're doing a cookout.
Cookout, hamburgers, hot dogs, providing some t-shirts. Thank Dr. Bob Johnson and our Commerce Community Action Program and their assistance that they're providing as well. We want to reach out to Hunt County Sheriff's Department, get them involved in the process as well. So promises to be a fun day here in Commerce. We'll kick it off at 11:30 and we'll go to about 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
You feel like that you've done this this kind of program before, and there's some other things you've done as well, but you think this is has had a good effect?
I most definitely think so, because I think the key thing, John Mark, is maintaining an open dialogue, communication, getting to know one another, and I think it will help immensely. And I think we've made some significant strides here in Commerce. Appreciate the Mayor Wyman Williams and his support he's given as well.
Uh-huh. You're also on the Commerce School Board. I know the schools have a remarkable program in the summertime. Keep kids busy and keep them active and keep them learning. That's got to help too.
Again, that's the vision of our superintendent, Charlie Alderman, and the work that he has done in making partnerships with individuals. So it's great that we're having our kids involved. Got reading programs going on for them. Yeah. So it's great here.
Yeah. We're out of time, but very briefly, you're off to Costa Rica with a bunch of kids to study drug rehabilitation.
I have students here from the university traveling there. Look forward to sharing some ideas and some thoughts with you when we return as well.
Avail that hot chocolate to your liking
this morning. Hot chocolate is the best I've had in a long time here, Dr. John Mark Dempsey.
All right. Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.